Today's episode is sponsored by Fiverr. The faster you move from idea to action, the faster you grow. When I need a logo mocked up, a podcast edited, or data visualized, I turn to Fiverr. It's helped me turn conversations into assets 130 times and counting. Fiverr gives you speed and quality, so you can move now, not later. Use the link in the show notes and the code PhilHSC10 to get 10% off your first order at Fiverr. Every deal you lost this quarter left a clue. The question is, are you willing to see it? This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. The difference between hitting quota and missing it isn't in the deals themselves. It's the discipline behind how go-to-market leaders manage them. In today's episode, I'll break down 10 go-to-market leadership mistakes that quietly kill quarterly results. They aren't dramatic failures. They're the subtle habits that make you reactive instead of ready. Now think about the last time your forecast slipped. Deals looked healthy until they didn't. Your account executives or sales team swore commitment was high until silence arrived. The quarterly surprise rarely comes from the market. They come from blind spots in leadership habits. So let's fix those today. Here are the 3 lessons leaders like you can take away right now and put into practice today. Number 1, replace forecast reviews with forecast investigations. Instead of asking, when will this close, ask, what's the proof it will close? Number 2, make December your springboard, not your scramble. The way you finish Q4 sets the tone for how you're going to start and close Q1. And number 3, stop celebrating chaos. Instead, reward discipline, because repeatability scales and luck does not. Now, every sales leader hits the point in Q4 where the math doesn't add up. Pipeline coverage looks solid, yet close rates don't track. Stress rises, coaching gets louder, and the team starts pushing instead of diagnosing. I've seen this play out in dozens of companies, from early stage SaaS teams to mature enterprise organizations. The pattern is always the same. Leaders default to pressure instead of precision. So let's go through the 10 go-to-market leadership habits that go-to-market leaders, the best in class, are always focused on. Number 1, managing pipeline, not probability. And remember, these are the blind spots. Great go-to-market leaders calculate the odds, while good ones count the number of deals. A healthy pipeline isn't about quantity. It's about evidence. Every forecast should start with a single question. What's the proof that this will close? When you reframe deals as probabilities, not promises, you stop managing optimism and start managing outcomes. Number 2, mistaking pressure for precision. When things tighten in Q4, weak systems reveal themselves. Leaders often react by pushing harder, more calls, tighter deadlines, louder meetings. But pressure doesn't repair process. Precision does. If your team's deal hygiene was shaky in Q3, urgency in Q4 only amplifies the cracks. Number 3, overcoaching the confident. Your top salespeople and account executives don't need motivation. They need friction. The best performers thrive when you challenge their logic, not their effort. Instead of cheerleading, ask sharper questions. What's the blocker you're not seeing? Who's the real economic buyer? The best coaching doesn't comfort. It clarifies. Number 4, confusing relationships with influence. Knowing decision makers isn't the same as influencing them. True influence is the ability to shift how someone thinks, not just how often they'll meet you. Great partnership and sales leaders anchor influence in insight, showing buyers something they hadn't seen before. If your deal depends on access, you're already vulnerable. If it depends on perspective, you're in a much more powerful position. Number 5, running reviews, not diagnosing patterns. Pipeline meetings aren't admin, they're CT scans. And most leaders run reviews to track numbers. The best go-to-market leaders use them to diagnose patterns. Where are deals stalling? What common objections are killing progress? When you can name the pattern, you can fix the problem. And without diagnosis, every week is just status theater. Number 6, celebrating wins and ignoring the behaviors of your team. A deal closed through chaos isn't a victory, it's a warning. If a sales team member or an account executive wins despite skipping process, you've just rewarded randomness. Great leaders celebrate repeat behaviors, not outlier moments. because when pressure hits, teams default to what's reinforced, not what's said. Number 7, delegating forecasts instead of owning them. If finance surprises you, and this is a hard truth, you weren't leading, you were watching. Forecasts are a mirror of leadership discipline. You can't outsource accuracy. The best leaders sit inside the data, not above it. They treat forecasting as a skill, one that requires rigor, interrogation, and ownership. Number 8, underestimating emotional fatigue. You know, burnout in any quarter hides behind bravado. Everyone looks busy, but emotional bandwidth quietly drains. The best leaders know when to pull back before they break. That doesn't mean lowering standards. It means managing energy like a resource, not an afterthought. Number 9, overvaluing technology and undervaluing conversation. Dashboards reveal numbers. Conversations reveal truths. We all know that technology gives you data, but only dialogue gives you insight. When you replace human check-ins with CRM updates, you lose that all-important context. The delta between forecast and reality closes fastest when leaders listen more than they analyze. And finally, number 10, and we're talking about this in the context of Q4, which we're in right now, starting January with regret. The best sales leaders treat December as a preseason. Deals don't die in Q4. They die in the absence of Q1 preparation. Every December activity should serve one of two purposes: close now or set up momentum for the next quarter. Treat the calendar as a strategy tool, not as a constraint. So let's tie all of this back together. The last quarter of the year doesn't decide your fate. Your habits do. The best go-to-market leaders turn chaos into clarity by managing probability, owning precision, and preparing ahead. They treat every pipeline review like a diagnostic, every coaching session like a chance to refine thinking, and every forecast as a reflection of leadership maturity. If you want to win in Q4, start leading like it's already January. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, but before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure of how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse still, saying yes to do things just to do something. Well, you're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on next steps that actually work. That's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics. It's a free collection of proven practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find everything you need to say, do, and build at every stage of a business partnership, so you can stop guessing and start growing. You'll find the link to these tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. And thanks again for tuning in to the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.